Early Easter Sunday morning, Mana sat under her favorite willow tree, watching the morning sunrise. She sat quiet and still. She was listening. Soon Mana saw a brown woods rabbit hopping towards her. She watched the rabbit as he stood on his hind legs, twitching his nose in the air. Mana especially enjoyed watching the rabbit drink the morning dewdrops from long stems of wet grass. After seeing the rabbit quench his thirst, Mana began to speak. "Are you the Easter rabbit?" she asked. "No, not I," replied the rabbit. "Why do you ask?" Slowly Mana stood to her feet, answering the rabbit very carefully. "I am searching for special gifts. I want my Easter basket to be full of surprises and bright colors. I want many gifts. I want to be happy. Can you give me special gifts?" The rabbit smiled a long, sweet smile and said, "I am not the gift giver, but I know the one whom you seek. Follow me." Mana followed the brown rabbit down a long, narrow path. They walked through scratchy briars and crawled under low-hanging trees, leading her into a large open meadow. In the meadow, there sat an orange fluffy rabbit. His eyes were small, his ears were long, his face showed signs of wisdom. The rabbit sat patiently, waiting for Mana to speak. He already knew she was on her way. "Are you the Easter rabbit?" asked Mana. "No, not I," replied the orange rabbit. "I am the teacher of faith. I know the gifts you are seeking. I can help you find them. Listen to me. Before you can have faith, you must learn to trust in yourself. If you do not know yourself, how will you know when you find the gifts you cannot see? Faith will give you assurance that you are on the right path. Journey on." Far, far into the distance, Mana could see a dark blue rabbit. He was sitting on a tall rock at the base of Pasha Mountain. She could hear an echo of the rabbit's beautiful voice being carried into the wind. The blue rabbit was singing her to him. As Mana walked toward the rabbit, her travel seemed long, but her reward was great. Reaching the tall rock, Mana looked straight into the rabbit's eyes, asking, "Are you the Easter rabbit?" "No, not I," replied the blue rabbit. "I am the teacher of love, but I know the gifts you are seeking. I can help you find them. Listen to me. You must learn the meaning of love. The more you know love, the more you can give love. Only then will you know how to receive love." Journey on. Mana's path continued, leading her higher up the mountain. She carried her Easter basket up, up, up the steep rocky mountain. She climbed over hollow logs and played on wet, slippery rocks. She drank clear flowing mountain water and ate juicy wild berries along the way. Reaching the highest peak on her path, Mana stood in silence, admiring the earth around her and the beauty of where she had been. Quietly, down at her feet, hopped a green rabbit. His hair was short and shiny, reminding her of lush summer grass. Eagerly, Mana began to speak. "Are you the Easter rabbit?" "No, not I," replied the green rabbit. "I am the teacher of grace. I know the gifts you are seeking. Listen to me. Grace is knowing there is a greater one who bestows gifts. With grace, you will stay humble. It is the gift of grace that prepares you to receive knowledge." Journey on. Mana's travel led her back down the mountain path. Sharp rocks and the sky overhead appeared much larger than before. Strong winds pulled Mana's clothes and tangled her hair. She stumbled and fell. Slowly, as Mana stood to her feet, a bright yellow rabbit appeared. This rabbit was larger than the other rabbits. His ears were pointed. His hair was long. He looked very bold and majestic. Using caution, Mana began to speak. "Are you the Easter rabbit?" she asked. "No, not I. Why do you ask?" said the rabbit. "I am searching for special gifts," explained Mana. "I want my Easter basket to be full of surprises and bright colors." "I want many gifts. I want to be happy." The yellow rabbit stood tall and upright. His hair glistened in the sunlight as he boldly began to speak. "I am the teacher of power. Listen to me. When all of your paths seem clouded with distractions, power will fill you up. With power, you can gently clear your paths. Journey on." Mana's journey made a full circle, leading her back to her favorite willow tree. Mana sat quiet and still. She was listening. Soon, a beautiful red rabbit hopped next to her feet. With only a whisper left in her voice, Mana began to speak. "Are you the Easter rabbit?" she asked. "No, not I. I am the teacher of might, but I know the gifts you are seeking. Listen to me. Without a strong spiritual desire, your physical strength will become weak. Pursue your many paths, accepting your power with grace, to claim your faith and love." Mana thought about the long journey she had traveled. Looking into her Easter basket, Mana saw it was full. All the gifts had been hidden within herself from the beginning. She had power to choose her paths in life. She had faith to sustain her. She would show grace and be grateful. She had might to balance teachings of wisdom. And she had love to share joy and happiness. Mana held the spirit of each gift in her heart, allowing their teachings to take root. Now she was ready, ready to listen within. "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened." Matthew 7. Journey on.